Museum of the Moving Image welcomes you to the Pinewood Dialogues Online, an archive of conversations with innovative creative figures in film, television, and digital media. Visit Museum of the Moving Image in New York City or online at www.movingimage.us.
I was just saying that Om has won all kinds of awards in India. He's won Filmfare Awards, National Awards, Padma Shri, and he's won awards in Britain. He has an OBE from Britain. He's won awards in Belgium and Canada. And now his big film, what I think is going to be a big, wonderful film for him, is going to be shown in America. So far, I think the Indian Americans certainly know Om's work because we watch a lot of the Hindi films as well. But the American audiences don't necessarily know his work. And I think with this new film, 100 Foot Journey, everything's going to change, I think. And he's going to become very, very well known. The film, as you know, is about food. And my first question, being who I am, is do you cook?
I do cook reasonably well, but not like you.
No. what do you cook? I'm interested.
Well, I mostly cook vegetarian food. I grew up as a vegetarian, but later I did start eating non-veg, but now I have gone back and I've become a fishitarian.
Okay. Good.
Well, at least we eat fish.
We know that now. How did you get interested in acting at all? When we were sitting backstage, you were saying something about that you really wanted to join the army. So how did your head change from the army to acting?
Well, it happened in school. I was wanted to join the army. But when I reached college, I was participating in games and other activities, and drama was one of them. And in one of the festivals of the college, a couple who were judging the event picked me up. They had their kind of semi-professional theater group. And they said, why don't you join our group? So I told them, I said, I am working and studying. I study in the evening and during the day I work. They said, how much do you get? I said, 125 rupees. I'm talking about the 60s. 63, 64. And he said, we'll give you 150 if you join us. And you join the morning college and evening you do theater with us. I said, sounds good. So I joined them. And gradually, I was very shy and very withdrawn, introvert. But I had a lot of feelings looking at the world around me. Particularly disparities in the society used to disturb me. I was born in a very modest family. And so when I started doing plays with them, which were socially relevant, that sort of gave a voice to my feelings. So I thought, since I am quiet in real life and I am introvert in real life, and this makes me feel lighter, and the emotions which I feel, I'm able to convey it to and share it with the audience. So that's how I got hooked on to. Plus the claps of the audience is very, it takes you, you get used to it and you get hooked on to it.
So, did you always have this deep voice, Karaj? Karaj ki awaaz. Did you always have the deep voice, or did you learn to use your voice this way?
Well, I think basically the voice was good, right? I was born with it. during the drama school, I was there for 3 years in drama school.
Tell us how you thought of going to drama school and which school you chose and why you went and your life in the school.
Well, this couple with whom I was working while I was studying, they came from the same drama school. So through them, I came to know about the National School of Drama in Delhi, which is a very, very tough training and very good school. We were exposed to the world theater. We did Shakespeare, we did Brecht, we did Ibsen, we did Chekhov, and we did Indian plays as well. We had, literature, we had Western drama, Indian drama, classical Indian drama, modern Indian drama, plus yoga, dance, everything connected with theater. So it was a very substantial course. From 8 to 4, we used to have regular classes. And after that, about 5:30, we used to have a production going on in which the whole school, first year, second year, third year, was involved. And it was open to public. So it was done professionally. And that really helps you a great deal because you are going in front of the audience. Mm-hmm. So you have to have a certain standard.
And some of the people who were in school with you, I gather Nasiruddin Shah was around the same time, and you've been in so many
groups together. We were in the same class.
You're in the same class. Well, that is amazing. And then you went on to the Film Institute at Pune.
Yes.
And what made you do that?
In the Hindi film industry, nobody knew about National School of Drama, unfortunately. And to get into films, I mean, the kind of looks you are supposed to have for the Hindi film industry, we didn't have. We are not traditionally good looking. Fat noses have no place in Hindi film industry, unfortunately. But it is not so in the West. Otherwise, Anthony Quinn would never have been an actor. So anyway, so to go through that, we thought we will get a recognition that somebody from the Film Institute was accepted in the Bombay film industry. But slowly, Nasiruddin Shah again was with me in film school. We are the only two idiots who went to both schools. After the training, we reached Bombay. So at least we were given hearing that they are from the Film Institute, Pune. But slowly, the National School of Drama became a kind of a brand. I mean, we went to Bombay in 76. We were the only two drama school graduates. But today, we have about more than 100 actors who are working in the film industry from National School of Drama.
Okay. So from there, now one of the first films that you did was Ghashiram Kotwal.
This was a second film. Uh-huh. The first film actually was Girish Karnad's Godhuli.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first one. Mm-hmm.
So you were doing playwrights' films initially.
Yes.
And some of us here saw Ghashiram Kotwal as a play. So they may be quite.
I worked in the play as well.
You were in Marathi?
No, in Hindi.
In Hindi. Yes. All right. Because that is a part for a very tough man, and you played many.
I played Ghashiram in the film, and I played Nana in the play.
Oh, I see. Now, one of the films of yours that I like the most, I think it's a film, if you haven't seen, you must rent it and see it. And one of the scenes was from that film, is Ad Satya.
Yes.
Which is absolutely Govind Nihalani's film. It's just a wonderful, wonderful film. And you play in it what we in the 60s used to call an angry young man.
Yes.
And it is very much an angry young man. And your style of acting in that is what I would call the method.
Yes.
It was really like the method. You're very much into the role. Now, how do you prepare for a role?
Well, incidentally, this was the film which was released in 83. And I went to Bombay in 76. This was my lottery in the film industry. Everybody sort of sat back, and noticed me in this film. I got the National Award for this, and I got the International Award in Carlo Vivari. In terms of preparation, I was ready to play the part. But the physical aspect of it, I didn't know how to ride a motorbike, which is almost like a character in the film.
Yes, yeah.
So I started learning the motorbike 2 months before that. In fact, I told the producers, I said, get me an old second-hand motorbike so that I can start driving around. So they got me one. I got it, whatever has to be fixed in it. And then I used to go around, and I could leave one hand and drive. And in fact, when we were shooting on the street, and we were crossing a signal, a circle, the policeman thought I'm a real policeman because I was in the uniform. And that time my face was not known, so he saluted me, and I raised my hand to him. As I said, emotionally, I was ready from drama school itself, because we had done, as I told you, great writers, and I did main parts. In Three Sisters, for example, I played Varshinin.
Mm-hmm.
And in Doll's House, I played the main character.
Mm-hmm.
So as an actor, we were absolutely ready. After
so you were really recognized as early as the National School of Drama. People knew your quality of acting.
Yes.
You've played a lot of tough guy roles. I think it's partly your voice and partly your physique. But some of the scenes that I absolutely love to watch are your more vulnerable scenes, where you're more... they're often with women, where you have a confused relationship with them. And
that was only on screen, otherwise.
Well, I don't know about that from what I read. So in Ad Satya, for example, there's this wonderful scene which we showed where you're talking to Smita Patil and telling her that your manhood is being questioned and you can't deal with it. And it's such a wonderful, wonderful scene. Any actor would enjoy watching that. And then you have a similar scene in The Reluctant Fundamentalist with Rachel Griffith, which is a different sort of scene in the sense that you are, again, vulnerable, not sure where you want to go with this,
right.
Attracted to her, but not sure what you want to do with this. And they are beautifully done, I have to say. So congratulations on that. But you tell me, from your point of view, more about those scenes, because I want to know more.
Well, Ad Satya, that scene, here was a young man who wanted to be a teacher, and his father was a junior police officer, but his father was very, very dominating, and he wanted him to join the police. So against his own will, he joined the police, but honest, sincere, good citizen, and he wanted to remain so, and he wanted to be honest, but because of the political system, because of the police system, and how police is controlled by politicians, he got frustrated. And in that frustration, since the law did not do anything to the politician, and he humiliated him so much to the extent that he throttled him and killed him.
Now you told and the for ending that, of the film.
Sorry?
You told them the ending of the film.
Then I'm not supposed to?
No, they have to get the video and watch it. But never mind.
No, then there's a lot more I won't tell you anymore.
And tell us more about working with Rachel Griffith in that Reluctant Fundamentalist. Because that is so beautifully done.
Yeah, I'll come to that. I just want to mention one thing.
Yes.
In Ad Satya, there is one scene, which I didn't think so much. I just did a scene. But a lot of friends, and particularly my colleague, who is as good as I am, Nasiruddin Shah, he asked me seriously, he said... you did a scene where you are drunk and you come to the police station in the uniform and you are reprimanded for that. did you actually drink? I said, are you mad? You know, we did that scene in the afternoon, and director, his most celebrated director, he would have thrown me out of the film, you know, because it was so subtle and it was so real that a lot of people talked about that scene.
Yeah, it was a wonderful scene. Al-Sattar. You did it very well.
Yeah. Anyway, with Rachel, it was absolutely marvelous. The first day we were introduced to each other, it was shot partly in Halifax in England, and the rest it was done in London, in the studios. So we met in Halifax. In the morning we were introduced to each other, and in the afternoon we happened to be sharing a cup of coffee. I said, I need to pick up something from the market, which was right behind our hotel. She said, yes, I also need to pick up something. So both of us went, and it was a big kind of a municipal market, and there was a flower shop. She said, you pick up whatever you want to, and we meet after 20 minutes. We will meet at this shop. I said, fine. I picked up everything. Then I came to the flower shop, and I picked up two bouquets. So I was this side, came to the counter to pay, and she came from the other side with two bouquets to pay to the counter. So she brought one for me, and I brought one for her. And we just fell in love with each other.
That those scenes were, all your scenes with her are gorgeous.
And, that's and very dear film of mine.
Yes.
I mean,
it is a beautiful film.
Yeah.
A lot of you have seen East is East, which we all enjoyed very much in various ways. But what I didn't know till I saw just now is that there is a West is West. Has anybody seen that? And it's absolutely wonderful, but it hasn't played in America, really. At least I have not seen it. I had not read about it. And it's beautifully done.
Yeah.
It's a very good film.
But it didn't do as well as East is East.
So you've done two scripts by Ayub Khan Dean.
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful. And yeah. He's such a good writer. Did you go to Pakistan to shoot it? Where did you shoot it?
We shot it in India, near Chandigarh in the north.
I see. Yeah. I see. You didn't go into Pakistan?
No, we dare not.
difficult time. But again, for those of you who have seen East is East and not West is West, you should really rent that as well and see it. Now, there are so many big Hollywood names that everybody knows that you've worked with. Helen Mirren is the latest of them. There's Jack Nicholson, there's Tom Hanks. Did you learn anything from them?
Well, they know it. No, you always learn something. It's not that you don't. It's a never-ending story. But I must say, when I was doing Wolf, I was very nervous because Jack Nicholson, big name, we've seen his film, we've seen how talented he is. But I had told myself, I want to be as good as him in this scene. Mm. So I prepared myself so much that Mike Nichols, a wonderful director, he said, okay, boys, go over the scene. So it was a long scene. It was about 3.5-4 minute scene. And we went through it without forgetting our lines. He was ready, I was ready. I had most lines, actually. It didn't have many lines in that scene. And Mike Nichols said, oh, that's interesting. He said, well done. But because, see, the scene was designed in the kitchen. Here is a little corridor, and it spreads over to a small room because the man lives alone. And then you have a kitchen, which is like an open kitchen. Sitting area and kitchen, you can see each other. If you are sitting here, I'm making tea here. So we can talk to each other. So while making tea, I was coming back where I made him sit and go back to the kitchen and come again, etc. But they had lit up only for the kitchen and not for the sitting area. So Mike Nichols said, that's interesting. So he asked the cameraman, how long will it take you to lit up this sitting area? He said, I'll take about 15 to 20 minutes. He said, go ahead and do it, because these moves are very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was very happy and thrilled that he allowed
me. You were showing him how to direct.
No, not really. And I admire those directors who first allow the actor to go over the scene and then guide them.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, at best, you are following the director.
Yeah.
You know, let it come from the actors, and then you direct them.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I think, I'm not sure I'm supposed to do this, but I think you have to introduce the film to everyone. Tell them about the film and whatever you want to tell them about it.
Okay. Well, this is a very pleasant film. There are no guns and no stunts and no lies. Lies in the sense, technical lies. Today, you know, computer does a lot of things. Men flying, heroes flying, you know, bashing 30 people alone, which you can't do it in real life. So none of that thing is there. There are a lot of emotions, and there's a lot of fun and humor in it. And food is a character in this. And I won't tell you the story, and I won't tell you anything, but let me tell you, it's a warm film. And I hope you will all enjoy, and I'm sure you will enjoy.
And you'll come out very hungry, I can tell you that.
That is for sure. That is for sure, that you will be out hungry. If you want to do your reservations in the restaurant, quickly do it in 2 minutes because before the film starts.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Om.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. The Pinewood Dialogues at Museum of the Moving Image are made possible by generous support from the Pannonia Foundation. To learn more about the museum, visit www.movingimage.us.